Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
I think dudes are always out there being like, what's that special, super crazy scorpion
doggy
move
style
that I can put on a girl, that I can put her legs east, west, and 70 degrees, and she comes every time?
No, I think the vibrator is important because I don't know any female that could have a vibrator on their clit and would just not come. You'd have to be like insane.
You would have to
like
be
a piece of stone to like that one. If you have a vibrator on you and you're not coming and you're just laying there, you're like, that's crazy.
Thanos.
That's
right there,
an
baby.
Insane
Yo,
girl, and you should
that's
run.
The whale, you're just sitting there, just like, I'm good. Oh my God.
Exactly.
That person should run for president, whoever the fuck that is, because all the other countries would be like, oh, we can't fucking put up with that. Are you kidding me?
No, this bitch can't even come.
She had the fucking Hadouken on her shit and couldn't do it.
Hadouken.
That's hilarious. So, have you ever met a guy who's like not confident and you're like, how the fuck did you get into this industry? They're like, well, so, Mr. Director, what are we to here? Can
yeah.
I pull your hair? And you're like, bitch, do it already.
I think, yeah, people that are new or like noobs or someone, like, I don't know, they just. I've had guys that are there to play like my boyfriend that I cheat on. And to me, they kind of look like that guy.
Right.
But word.
It's terrible. I've had one guy that's played my boyfriend I've cheated on like 3 different times. And he's
does
like,
he look like
the viewers are like, take the hit.
Guys, he's a fucking geek or something. What? Why does he always play your boyfriend that got cheated on?
I mean, there's guys in porn that are just like average looking, I guess. And then there's guys that are just
no,
like, there's like big black freaking ripped guys, you know, there's like different levels. Just like there's like girls in the industry that are freaking gorgeous and amazing, and then there's girls that do porn that are
that you're just like, yo, why your face look like that?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, if I was doing a scene and then a dude who was like 6'7" walked in and he was like, you know, 320 all muscle, I'm pulling my pants up, I'm walking out.
Yeah,
he could be the Uber driver being like, yeah, we gotta pick up for Kendra, and I'm like, bro, I'm not dealing with this.
Yeah.
I'm dropping off a pizza. Of course you are.
Sure.
Let me guess, you don't know how she's gonna pay for it. He's like, I actually work here.
It's $12.
He's like, yeah, I started working at Domino's to get away from this industry. All right, sorry, did you? And then do you have like a wild story? I mean, I think every guy's like, you have a crazy life, but it's like for the most part, like, you live a normal life.
Yeah, there was a situation where I was like, what the fuck just happened?
Ooh.
Yes.
But I have this friend who's a girl. And I always kind of felt like she was in love with me or like liked me too much.
Right,
and so I was in San Francisco with her and my other friend, my best friend, Carmen Caliente, she was dancing at a club. So we went out that night to watch her dance and hang out. And so my friend brings her cousin who is attractive, and I get in the car and I was like, oh, hi, like, nice to meet you. And she's like, yeah, like, I told you you would like him. And I was like, okay. And then we go to the club and she's kind of like trying to like push me on him or like push me to him or get us to talk or whatever. And I'm like talking to him, but he's not like sparking my interest. It's whatever. And then I'm like talking to Carmen, and me and Carmen are like twins. We're like 2 peas in a pod. So we're like joking around and we're like just being ourselves. And then my friend was getting super jealous. She was like, I need to have my hands on Kendra at all time. Like, I need a part of me touching Kendra at all time.
Huh?
Like, what? Whether she was drunk, because we were drinking, or not, it was parts of the friendship where I was like, okay, this is like weird. I'm getting like confirmation for all this. And then we like leave to go back to the hotel, and we have 2 beds. So I'm like, I start getting ready for bed because I'm not really interested in this guy. So I start getting ready for bed, like taking off my makeup, brushing my teeth. I get into bed like I want to go to sleep. And then she's like, oh, I'm going to just go take a shower. So like she leaves and is in the bathroom. And then he's trying to get at me and like kissing on me. And we're like making out and stuff. And then she comes out and sits on the bed and is kind of just like watching. Like
just posted.
Saying this is her cousin. What?
Okay.
And that she wants me to fuck. And so I was like, this is weird. Let's go in the bathroom. So we go in the bathroom and like finish. It's whatever. And then we come out and she's sleeping. And so I lay on my bed with him and we're like cuddling, going to sleep. Like I go to sleep. He's in my bed cuddling me. She's in her bed. And then I wake up in the middle of the night. Oof. For whatever reason. I don't know why. I woke up and I was hearing things. And so I was like, pause for a second. And I was like, trying to like make sure I was really hearing what I was. And then I like made a move or something. And then she was like, Kendra. And I was, and I just pretend like I was asleep. Yeah. And then she's like, oh, no, 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 she's sleeping. And then they continue. And I was like, in my bed, laying there, like this, like, oh my fucking God.
Oh, goddamn, goddamn. Stiff Socks listeners, this is your beloved Trevor Wallace here. If you want to hear the rest of this insane episode, and I mean it when I say that,
you got to sign up for the Patreon exclusive, only $5 a month at patreon.com/stiffsockspod. That is patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Go get it.
Goddamn.
Goddamn.